Tom Fitton, I mean, that put that on the first line of the obituary.
Yeah, you're a good man.
Mark Levin called you a good man.
Thank you very much. That was very kind of him. And he's a good man himself.
He sure is. Listen, Tom, you've been asking for questions from, you know, an hour after the assassination attempt of Donald Trump on July 13th. The report, we're still waiting for it, but some of the leaks about this report that we're going to get from the Joint Committee investigating the Secret Service and the events that led up to that assassination attempt showed that there has been a woeful lack of transparency. They continue to stonewall. Both Democrats and Republicans complaining about it in Congress. Can you shed a little light on this and tell us exactly what appears to be an attempt to hide information, if not cover up information?
Yeah, there's going to be the results of an internal review. I'm not quite sure how broad or how expansive it is, but they've leaked it to the Washington Post, and the discussion is, but they never told the locals to secure the roof, which, of course, they all lied about. They pretended the locals were supposed to do that initially, you may recall. Mm-hmm. They were, quote, slow, unquote, to provide increased protection to Trump despite increased threats. That obviously hasn't been fixed yet. And the Secret Service, specifically on the ground, one of their people was warned of crooks who had been seen by the locals. The local police now, and obviously no one else in the Secret Service was told what their colleague knew. So just to kind of a kind of a catalog of failures up at the at Butler, and when you mix that with the catalog of failures the other day on Sunday, we have an emergency. The emergency is the Secret Service is incapable of performing its core duty, which is to protect the former presidents and the president, the former presidents and their families and other protectees. They can't do it. You know, the proof is in the pudding, right? Yeah. Two assassination attempts, inexcusable failures of security. They pretend they don't have resources. To me, the analysis should be, what were the political decisions that were made to deny President Trump adequate security in light of the threats?
Tom,
and that's the heart of it.
Tom, what do you make of this leak? According to a writer, Carol Loenig, over at the Washington Post, she wrote that Donald Trump was shown by the Secret Service. Again, this was a leak to her from the Secret Service. They said that they showed Trump that photographers could shoot long-range pictures of him while he golfed at his Virginia club, and warned an assassin could kill him the same way. But then she goes on to say, but Trump insisted that his clubs were safe and kept playing, in essence blaming Trump for this latest assassination attempt. And what do you make of this leak coming from the Secret Service? Sounds like they're trying to sort of cover their tracks and cover other things, if you know what mm-hmm. I mean.
Yeah, the Washington Post had a similar story a few weeks ago where the Secret Service was blaming Trump for doing what citizens normally do, which is to go golf.
Yeah.
And the expectation is Trump only go to places that the Secret Service thinks aren't dangerous, as opposed to what should be the reality is that the Secret Service is supposed to protect him
right.
no matter where he goes. And he should be able to go golfing without fear of getting murdered. When protected by a government agency that has over $3 billion in assets.
Joe Biden goes golfing all the time. Joe Biden lays on the beach all day long. In fact, that's all I see this guy doing is golfing and laying on the beach, and somehow they're capable of protecting him. I saw people saying, well, we're losing faith that the Secret Service can protect candidates. Actually, that's inaccurate. I'm losing faith that the Secret Service can protect Donald Trump. It's not candidates. It's one guy, Tom, and it's hard for supporters of Donald Trump to not continue to focus on that and say it just keeps happening to this one man.
Well, the agency has a demonstrated record of making political decisions in its protective decisions.
Mm.
Robert F. Kennedy denied protection. Joe Biden's granddaughter, whose mother Hunter was in a custody dispute with, or alimony dispute with.
Right.
They didn't provide this granddaughter Secret Service protection to the outrage of many people. And then, of course, Trump has been, the other leaks that we know, Trump has been demanding and requesting additional protection because his people have seen that they haven't been getting adequate protection and it's been denied. So this is nakedly political. So let's not pretend otherwise that this is a budgetary issue or whatever. Where there's a will, there's a way. And there hasn't been a will to protect President Trump. I mean, all they needed, I'm not an expert in security, but I've been sniffing around the Secret Service long enough to know some of these basics. Those streets that were close to where the president was golfing, they didn't need necessarily to close them, I would argue. How about just having an extra guy or a patrol car sitting at key locations to warn off anyone who might try to get over there?
I'm talking to Tom Fitton at Judicial Watch. Tom, we've also learned that this was sort of a spontaneous off-the-record moment when he went to golf. It was a very close-knit people within the Trump's inner circle and the Secret Service. That suggests, I'm not saying it proves, but it certainly suggests that this guy either was incredibly lucky to sit there on the tree line, or maybe he had a tip that Trump was going to be golfing that day. We don't know. But, of course, Tom, because of everything we've seen over the last several years, we don't have a lot of faith in those bodies that are supposed to perform this investigation. Is there anything that Judicial Watch can do in that regard? Are you capable or able to do your own independent investigation of this?
Sure. I mean, we already have. I mean, you can ask the CIA, you can ask the FBI, who knew what and when about this person. He was there, evidently, according to the indictment yesterday, at least the initial indictment, for 12 hours ahead of time.
Yeah,
according to his phone location and other data. So he was running a military-style operation, one which could have been quickly undone if the Secret Service had done a basic perimeter check. And secured the golf course as necessary.
Tom, one other,
even if it were a surprise that Trump wanted to go golfing on the weekend.
There's one other thing here that you just sort of sparked in my memory that I want to ask you about, and that has to do with what context this suspect may have had with members of Congress or members of our government, given his activities. Can you hold with us for a second, and we can address that next?
Sure.
Great. We're going to continue with Tom Fitton, Judicial Watch. It's too important. And frankly, it's already being memory holed, this story, the second assassination of Donald Trump. You know, barely talking about it on Morning Joe, but that's why you're here on Morning Not Joe. We've actually learned quite a bit about this second would-be assassin, including the fact that he was overseas in Eastern Europe trying to fight on behalf of a foreign government against one of America's foreign adversaries, recruiting fighters in Afghanistan and Pakistan to come and join that military operation. We've got videos of him and photos of him in front of Congress saying that he's going to go and talk to members of Congress for additional funding.
Interviewed by multiple.
New York Times, CBS News, BBC, Newsweek, all about the Ukraine fight. Tom, every single person that I have asked about all of these behaviors tell me that it is impossible for him to have done the things that he has done with regard to the Ukraine war effort without not only being on the radar, but being pretty well known to people within our intelligence agencies and national security apparatus. Why is that not completely transparent right now? And any contact that a would-be assassin to President Donald Trump, any contact made with anyone in the government, elected official, or people working in our government and military, that should be full disclosure as of yesterday.
And further investigated.
Yes, Tom. I mean,
yeah. I mean, look, they haven't released one document under FOIA from their investigation from the first assassination attempt. So they're not going to release this stuff until forced to.
Until Oliver Stone makes a move.
Exactly. All of this, that would help the campaign. All of this is his record have so many alarm bells as it relates to potential intersections with our intelligence agency. And agencies, law enforcement, FBI, et cetera, and foreign intelligence agencies. And to me, it's a massive investigation that needs to be done in that regard. And the question is, who do you trust? You trust the FBI that's trying to jail Trump to get to the bottom of this, who has already a spotty record when it comes to working with foreign nationals who are out to subvert America as opposed to protect America. And the CIA's hatred for Trump is notorious as well with their intervention in the last election, and who knows what they're doing now. So I would just, I think the presumption has got to be that the FBI, CIA, and who knows how many foreign intelligence operations had their, were potentially running them. Now, does it mean that they were, quote, responsible for the assassination?
Right.
No. But certainly that initial question is going to lead to additional ones.
Yeah.
It is also weird. You know, you say they haven't released anything about the first assassination. I'm still reeling from the first assassination, as I think most Americans are. And then you see things that both this Ryan Ruth guy and Thomas Matthew Crooks were both featured on a BlackRock commercial. You know, this stuff seems very strange to the American public, which is why your organization, first of all, is so important, because you do get answers and you don't memory hole things or move on. You know how the press is always saying, oh, let's move on. Let's move on. This is getting uncomfortable. Do you think that the American public will get more answers on this? I feel like I always ask you that, and the answer is always like, who knows? But I really am concerned that that both the media and, of course, the Secret Service and other government officials will just say, let's move on. Do you think that's what we're gonna have here?
Yeah, and I think we are going to get answers. They're going to be they're going to come in fits and starts, and they're not going to come before the election. Mm. I mean, the agency's responses to Judicial Watch will effectively move all this past the election. And their position is on the first assassination. So it's an ongoing investigation. We can't tell you anything
right.
under law. And all of that is the discretionary decision, right? They just make, you know, they can tell us anything they want. But they've decided that there can be no documents that be released because it's an ongoing investigation into a man who was killed 2 weeks ago.
Real fast, Tom, we love the work that you do at Judicial Watch. We continue to, you know, get alerts on your social media and on your press releases that come out. I'm curious, who do you look at? Certain senators and certain members of Congress seem to be really trying to look in earnest into these things, and they've been able to get some sources and whistleblowers. Who are you keeping an eye on in terms of some flow of information from Capitol Hill?
Well, the Secret Service scandal, obviously, Holly's been doing some good work. Senator Grassley is a reliable source for whistleblowers, and Senator Johnson as well. And now more whistleblowers are going to Congress. So, you know, Jordan and Comer and company are able to get some more information. So it's good to see that the Congress is beginning to follow Judicial Watch's lead after 30 years.
Yes.
Well, and doing a sort of basic oversight and trying to track down information. Just individually, too. It's not through the committees necessarily, but individually.
As I always like to say, regardless of who has the gavel on Capitol Hill, Judicial Watch continues to be the real oversight in this town, and we appreciate all the work you do, Tom. Thanks, sir. Mm.